WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is a big fan of the New York City Ballet. He has a preview of the latest PBS Dance in America telecast, which features members of the ballet. It's called Ballerinas, Dances by Peter Martins. It airs on most PBS stations this weekend.
Peter Martins, who's now Ballet Master-in-Chief of the New York City Ballet, was a great dancer, but is a controversial and erratic choreographer. Two of his five ballets on the latest Dance in America telecast are far from his best. They're predictable, romantic duets to Beethoven and Sibelius that are vehicles for Kieran Nichols and veteran ballerina Patricia McBride. More interesting is the Barber Violin Concerto, which Martins made in the spirit of mutual respect for City Ballet principal dancers Merrill Ashley and Adam Luders, and modern dancers Kate Johnson and David Parsons. The dance begins with a double pas de deux for each pair. Ashley and Parsons then team up in the romantic slow movement. Then in the brisk finale, Johnson is like a tiny gnat who buzzes around Luders as he keeps trying to shake her off. It seems to me that Martins is better at irony than at sentiment. One of his best pieces is to music he commissioned from composer Michael Torkey. It's called Ecstatic Orange. It's fun to watch Heather Watts and Jacques Soto go through the seductive contortions of the purple movement. The best reason to watch this program is the last piece, Sophisticated Lady. Martins choreographed it in 1988 for the City Ballet's American Music Festival, and he says it's a tribute to the glamour girl side of Balanchine's greatest ballerina, Suzanne Farrell. She agreed to perform it only if Martins himself came out of retirement to dance it with her. It begins with Farrell being courted by a line of young male dancers, including Martins' own son, Nilus. She rejects them all in favor of Martins. In their pas de deux to Duke Ellington's Solitude, Martins turns Farrell's extraordinary deep backbends into airy lifts. Sophisticated Lady is the epitome of glamour, ballroom dancing raised to sublimity by these great artists. After the premiere, Martins added a terrific section to Don't Get Around Much Anymore. On the telecast, the new section is omitted. They danced it once again at Farrell's emotionally charged farewell performance in November 1989. This TV program was taped in October 1989, and the publicity for it is misleading. It's billed as Farrell's final performance. On the program, Martins talks about dancing with Farrell one last time. But it's Farrell's farewell only to television. And though it was the last ballet that Farrell and Martins danced together, they danced it more than once, and this was not the last time they danced it. PBS evidently wants to mythologize this telecast. It's disturbing that an organization that wants our trust should choose to bend the truth in this way.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.